powered by SchwannChannelike.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennett. What is on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Accident report to tell you about I-94, about 4 miles east of Hebron. There has been a rollover accident. No report on which lane is blocked, or if any, right now, but that's along I-94. So if you're in that area traveling on I-94, beware of some slow conditions going. It's 4 miles east of Hebron this morning, a rollover accident on I-94. So hopefully everybody's safe there, and they'll get that cleaned up fairly quickly. Good morning. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon. Scott, what is on your mind this morning?
I need the help of our fine listeners, the common sense that is so prevalent all throughout the Northern Plains, on a story you may or may not have heard about. If you watch, maybe a cable channel or two, you probably heard about this. If you rely on sort of mainstream media resources, you might not have heard about the story because it's not gotten a lot of attention, and that's why I'm a little bit confused. This is a story in Oklahoma, a murder that happened this week. Three Oklahoma boys. I say boys because one was 15, one was 16, one was 17. Two of the three happened to be black.
All minors.
Yes, youngsters. And they are evidently bored one afternoon. They see this gentleman, another youngster, 22-year-old, happened to be an Australian that was in Oklahoma for a baseball tournament, jogging by. They decide they're bored. They murder him. Cold-blood murder. And tell us that the reason they murdered him is because they were really bored, kind of looking for something to do. Some reports it might have been a gang initiation. Anyway, this has really not received a lot of attention. Why? Compare this, for instance, to the Trayvon Martin case, which was, the obsession of the mainstream media. Is it a racist thing? Is it okay, in the case there, a young black man, whatever the circumstances, believed we've played that one on a court enough to know a lot of the details of that. But a youngster is shot, is dead as a result of this confrontation with this neighborhood watch fella. Big news because, oh, my gosh, he was a target because of the color of his skin. And when the opposite happens with some black teens evidently bored, I have to think that the most outrageous part of this is the fact these guys were bored. And tell us they were bored. It's just like... shocks the senses. I don't get it. But why are we not getting more mainstream reporting on this particular case? That's what I want to know. And what
is it a question of the media, maybe? It's not sensational enough for the media?
How can it not be sensational enough when you have these guys say, I'm bored, so we went to kill somebody? That sounds like a bad movie. So, it's got all that. It's almost like, we're not going to extend a stereotype that... black teens get in trouble more often than white teens, or a black on white. I don't know. I can't. It doesn't compute with me. That's why.
Bad people do bad things, and it doesn't matter the color of your skin.
Well, I agree with that.
Bad people do bad things.
But why are they reported on differently because of the color of the skin, depending on who happens to be the victim and who happens to be the perpetrator? Is that what's going on? I don't know. I mean, the bigger story to me is young kids in Oklahoma, Heartland State, bored, boom, we're going to kill somebody. We're going to go kill somebody in cold blood. The Australian, the former deputy Australian prime minister says, hey, Aussies, don't visit the United States until they get stricter gun control, because obviously this stuff's going to happen if you go to the United States. So, of course, that you have that craziness going on as well. Anyway, that's what's on my mind, and I need some help from our audience trying to sort it all out. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. A lot of you have already weighed in on Facebook. Welcome that. You can always connect with us there by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, the state's ag commissioner will join us. We're going to talk lots of ag issues later this hour. Next hour, a former candidate for public instruction, Democrat Tracy Potter, is going to join us on the debate over when school should start. And we have a new little twist to that debate. Now there's some complaints going on that it's so hot that not all classrooms have air conditioning, and they should have air conditioning. So we're going to tackle that. We'll do that one.
That's just silly, because you're going to use it, 5 days out of the year?
I think our ancestors did okay, but, in one-room schoolhouses without any air conditioning. But
I will say this, though. I do remember back in those hot days, they were unproductive days in the classroom. When it was 100 degrees out, or close to 100 degrees, and it warmed up in the classroom, the teacher shut the lights off, and you wound up laying pretty low in the classroom. There wasn't a whole lot of learning going on. They were unproductive. I equate them to the same as having a snow day. You don't get a lot of learning in the classroom.
So you want AC, it sounds like to me.
No, I don't want AC.
You're one of those softies that thinks, oh, they don't have AC, they won't learn it. Yeah,
No.
Go outside
for the day. I walk to school backwards, uphill, barefoot, just like everybody else.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is the Winnipeg Free Press. I don't know if you caught this story. They wrote an article basically off of a rancher in western North Dakota who was complaining about the boom in the oil patch.
They found the guy?
They talked to a guy, a rancher, that does not like what's going on. He doesn't like the landscape, and he'd like to go back to what it was. It'll never be back to what it was. I don't think that's a road that we even really want to go down. Do we need to get caught up on a lot of infrastructure and get caught up on a lot of the things that are going on for the quality of life purposes in western North Dakota? Absolutely. Did the legislature spend enough money in western North Dakota on some of the needs out there? Absolutely not. Western North Dakota needs help. They need more help to get back to a level of pre-oil boom quality of life. But when you look across the landscape, you know, what's the difference of looking at, because I don't see people complaining about wind farms. Would you rather see an oil derrick, which if you're not right up on top of it, you're probably not going to see it, a grasshopper pump, or a big wind turbine? You know, from the landscape standpoint, yeah, I don't have a problem with the oil patch. I don't. And the things that are going on out in western North Dakota, are the things that need to be done better? Absolutely. But the curse of the Bakken, as was put in this article, the article turned it into a witch hunt on everything that is prosperous in North Dakota concerning.
Well, consider the source. It's the Winnipeg Free Press, and they find one guy that calls it a curse. I mean, this is a little over the top. But it's, you know, I'm with you. That's mildly interesting and curious what our audience thinks. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Dave in Bismarck. Dave in Bismarck, you're first to go today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome.
Well, I'll tell you, this shooting of the Australian guy is just—it's beyond words. It's incomprehensible how anybody can think of doing something like that. This lack of media attention is just really—it's just shocking. You know, why isn't the media going to these parents and trying to find out what kind of a family these people came from? And even the administration, you know, at least to be just some sort of formal apology to the people of Australia about, you know, what has happened here. It's just unbelievable. It's just absolutely complete media bias on these kind of issues. And the Obama administration is so inept. It's just so embarrassing. I mean, I have relatives in Australia, and then I just was just actually talking with them and meeting with them in person over in the UK about a month ago, and we talked about their guns over here, and I told them, you know, guns are part of our heritage, guns are part of our constitution, and it's never going to go away. But when things like this happen, you know, it's the family. Where is the family at? What in God's name is going on here with these people? And that's all I've got to say.
Why do you think Dave's gone? There's another Dave waiting, another Dave in Bismarck. Why? You know, because everything Dave just expressed, I feel 100%. And to me, that is a story that ought to be dominating the media and a national discussion at water coolers and, you know, kitchen tables all across America. I don't get it. Here's another Dave in Bismarck. Go ahead, Dave, you're up.
Hi, I just have a quick comment about the Trayvon Martin thing. The fella got acquitted or found innocent, and now I recently heard there's a reward out for his head if somebody kills him. Not too many years ago, O.J. Simpson slaughtered two people brutally and got off, and nothing is said about it. Why isn't there a bounty out on his head? And everybody knows he did it. That was all I had to say.
Is there a double standard, Dave, in this country?
Terribly.
When it comes to race particularly?
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Why is that?
I have no idea. Because they can get away with rioting? Could you imagine if we rioted?
Is there a guilt within the media, or is there an agenda within the media? What do you think it is?
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, I guess it could be. But it's definitely biased. So at some point, enough has to be enough.
Right is right, wrong is wrong, and it has nothing to do with the color of your skin, period.
One other thing. Look at the recent thing at the rodeo where they were making fun of Obama people got fired. They got banned from this rodeo. And when Bush was president, they had the exact same setup where they had a guy dressed up as Bush and they made fun of him in the exact same way. Why was that okay?
Well, and just a very good point, Dave. How look at the difference in the coverage of that. I mean, the cowboy clown or the rodeo clown story was a huge story, you know. And you're right, the guy got banned for life and everything. And compare that to these three that tell us they wanted to kill the guy because they were bored. And we're not hearing about it in mainstream media resources because the color of their skin. Why? Tell us more after this.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. You'll find links to our Facebook page and our Twitter account, so you can weigh in there with your comments as well. Also, send us comments directly from the webpage. Email us anytime, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have an email from Fargo. We have callers from Bismarck, Devils Lake, Williston, and Grand Forks waiting to weigh in here. Let's see. The emailer says, the Aussie was in Oklahoma to play baseball. He had a college scholarship. Please cease referring to them as youngsters. They're gang-banging punks, human garbage, cold-blooded murderers. Well, I think the cold-blooded murderers is certainly adequate. I hesitate in calling anyone human garbage because I think there's, you know, always the possibility of redemption, but you know, cause they're low. They're low there, and they are in need of massive redemption. That's for darn sure. But they are youngsters, and I think that's one of the reasons it just smacks of saying, you know what, 15, 17, 16 years of age, and hey, we're bored, we're going to go kill somebody. My gosh, Oklahoma, you know, Heartland State. How does this happen? Greg Bismarck, your chance to weigh in on this or any topic. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Greg. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to expose myself for the conservative Christian I am, but I think there's another issue that causes this. We've been working for the last 50 years to become a godless society. We don't pray in schools. We can't display the Ten Commandments. We won't allow our chaplains in the military to use the Lord's name. We're working towards a godless society, and my question is, why are we so outraged when godless acts happen?
Yeah, good point. I'm with you. Right, there was a time when it was okay to put on the walls of classrooms, "Thou shalt not kill," right?
Yeah. I mean,
right on the list. Do you agree with him, Steve?
So is it a Greg? Is it more a deterioration of our social climate then? We're going down a road, or have gone down a road that doesn't harken back to what this country was founded on. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's a good portion of it. You know, I get the idea that we want a separation of church and state, but you know, there's consequences to everything we do, and I think a lot of this is a symptom of the consequence of what happens when we move God from our nation.
I won't disagree with you, Greg. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Yes, the people are rightly concerned about this double standard in the media, the way it reports issues like Trayvon Martin versus this latest murder of a young white guy. However, I think these issues are meant to be a distraction, and that's why they're pushed in the media. And if we're going to talk about a double standard with regard to equal protection under the law, I talked to Heidi Heitkamp, of course, former Attorney General of North Dakota, about 2 months ago on a radio station in Grand Forks. I raised the hard evidence that massive fraud by the 9 largest banks caused the recent meltdown in 2008. She went further and added that there's congressional agreement among bipartisan leaders that these banks are too big to fail for their involvement in laundering drug money for cartels. Okay, former Attorney General. Here we have the current Attorney General, Wayne Stegman, saying we have organized crime and drug crime way up in western North Dakota. And we have the biggest banks in this country who are laundering money for these criminal organizations. And we have no law enforcement priority to deal with it and no media attention on the topic. You don't have to take my word for this. You can talk to Jared Thomas. Get the clip of Heidi saying what I said she said at KNOX Radio in Grand Forks.
All right, Mark, thank you. Harlan, Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I just want a little bit on the lighter side. I can relate to you about your kid going to school. My daughter is 19, and on Friday will be her last official day at home. She's going to UMD. But I remember, what's that?
I was just going to tell the other listeners that might have missed this. I mentioned this yesterday. First day of school today for our kids, and our youngest, Haley, is last day in elementary school, fifth grade, and our oldest is a senior today. So I was lamenting that I was feeling a little old. Steve and I were talking about that.
I'm 61, and we had a child, only one child late, so it gets a little emotional. But the thing is when she was 2 years, or when she was in kindergarten all the way through the second grade, I walk her up to the front door of the school, and she'd always hold my hand. And then towards the end of the second grade, it was towards the end of school, I walked her up to the school door, and when we got about 15 feet away from the door, she pulled her hand away. And that was part of her growing up, and that's about 15 years or 10 years ago, and I'll never forget that.
Scott and I were having that discussion earlier, and is that more of a memory the parents will always remember, or is it something the kids remember 20, 25 years from now, or is just, no, I got to go.
She'll remember it because we talk about it, and Saturday is going to be a tough day for me, but anyway, the other side, I used to be a farm boy, and I had to walk to school. And just the exact opposite of air conditioning, we had an outhouse. And I went to country school until I was in the second grade, and when it was 20 below, we had to go out to that outhouse and sit on that wood bench with a little hole in it. And that memory is vivid. So, you know, and I lived.
You lived, yeah. You survived no AC. I think others can as well. Harlan, I might be calling you a year from today because, you know, our son will be headed to UND too. So I'll really be feeling old men when they're starting to leave the house. Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing. Who's next, Steve?
Let's get to Peter in Williston. What's on your mind today, Peter?
How are you doing today?
Good.
We're well. Thank you.
I'm calling about what you guys are saying about Williston. I moved up here about 8 months ago from South Dakota. I worked down there for years as an equipment operator, only making $12 an hour. It eventually got so bad I couldn't get raises. I had to go to bartending for many years to make a better wage than running equipment. And one of my buddies got me up here. I was a bouncer in a bar for quite a while. And I saw the horrible side of Williston, you know, the drunk side every night in the bars, working there, having to kick everybody out. I mean, saw two drillers getting in a fight over who had the better crew. I mean, they were literally coming to blows, pulling knives out, like, no, my crew's better. And I told my girlfriend this every day, you know, she heard about it. And then I finally got tired of it after got a knife pulled on me one night. And I was like, I'm done with this. I went out, found a different job. And now that I'm out of that job, you know, I'm out of the bar and I have a decent 8-to-5 job every day. You really get to see a better side of Williston. I'm not saying everybody up here is horrible, but, you know, I'm counting it a blessing for the money. I've got a daughter on the way, and, I don't want to be a non-provider for it, you know, and that's my issue is it's outweighing the fact that there are some bad apples, that the money up here is so good that, you know, it's almost worth being up here for the money. I mean,
Peter, when you hear somebody call the Bakken a curse, do you bristle at that?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I can see where it's bad. I mean, there are a lot of creeps. I brought my girlfriend up here last week for the first time in 8 months. Like, she's been scared as hell to come up here, and she finally came up, and, you know, she said it's not that bad, but, you know, it's kind of desolate.
Tell her to stop reading the papers, and she won't be scared anymore, Peter. Appreciate the call. Glad she came up to see the real deal. More coming up.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen. 800-228-0550. Doug Goring will join us in just a moment. North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. We're going to talk about some issues in the news on ag. Welcome any questions or comments you have. David in Williston wanted to chime in on some comments Peter made about Williston earlier, so let's get you in here first. David, go ahead.
Yeah, see, I'm a local. I've lived here most of my life, moved away a couple times, right here through the last boom. I just want to say, you know, it all depends on what part of the town you want to deal with. The majority of people that have moved up there are great. You know, they're people that want to pay their bills, want to pay their mortgages, want to support their family. I mean, we're getting the best of America here. Are we going to get some undesirables too? We had them before the boom started. But I think 99% of these folks, you know, I'm glad they're here. And I like seeing what's going on. There's, yeah, we got challenges, but you know, that's just growing pain. And, I just wanted to say from a local, kudos to everybody that's moved up here and trying to establish their family here and don't listen to all the hype and all the garbage that you hear on the news because it's always reporting on the bad and never the good. So that's all I got to say, I guess.
All right, David, thank you. Appreciate it very much. What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com, and we welcome our guest, the Ag Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Goring. Doug, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Doug. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes.
Talk a little agriculture today. Always look forward to that. It's obviously a crunch time as we get closer to the harvest here. Give us your sense of how we're looking in the great state of North Dakota from an overview standpoint. Are we short on rain? Are we suffering from a late spring plant? Just give us your take on how we're sitting late August.
Well, a good part of the state, probably two-thirds of the state, was certainly affected by those spring rains we got. Most of the state received their annual precip in 2.5-3 weeks, so that kept people out of the field. We have some prevent plant in the, really evident in the northern part of the state. But the crops that did go in, some went in before the rain, some went in after the rain. So we're going to have two different stages that we're going to be cutting on cereal grains. It's kind of all over the board because there has been some hailstorms that have come through in a few places, done some damage. And for the most part, there's others that have said, you know, when it quit raining, it quit raining. And the spigot shut off and it stayed cool, so they've been able to get a fairly decent cereal grains in, but it may be affecting some of our row crop development. Certainly the cool temperatures did. We're warming up now, but then again, we're lacking some moisture out there, so we're stressing the situation a bit. But overall, I think it's a wait and see because everybody has something different that they've been reporting, and parts of the state haven't even started cutting their cereal grains yet. But we'll see. We'll see.
Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner for North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Doug, where's the farm bill sitting in your estimation? Are things moving forward enough? I know there's a big disconnect right now between the Senate and the House. What's your take? What's good for North Dakota from an ag standpoint?
Well, I think out of both versions of the House and the Senate that have come forward, there's some benefits in both, and they can be easily married up together. As everybody's well aware, probably if they've been listening to the news at all, it's the differences with respect to the food and nutrition title. In fact, that doesn't even exist in the House version. They separated it out and just passed the commodity title, so to speak. But those would be the two issues that are off the table. Congress is in recess right now, so it'll be September 1st before they even have the House conferees identified. There's some differences they're going to have to work on. I think the other thing that has people a little concerned is in the House version, there is the issue surrounding permanent law, repealing permanent law and putting in some different language. That's a bit scary. You do that on top of potentially passing something that will no longer have the food and nutrition title in it, and we may not have the big hammer or the big stick to force Congress to deal with federal farm policy as we move forward. That could be a little tricky and a little scary on that side of it. So permanent law, 49 permanent law being taken out, may put us in a different position going down the road. So there's some anxiety about that. We'll see what happens. I know the Senate, I believe, is going to kind of dig in and say, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing that. We need to be a little more careful about how we're proceeding forward.
I've been getting a number of comments about the concerns on the issues that, in the Farm Bill that deal with preventative planning. Also, yesterday I heard from someone and have heard this before that the conservation compliance that is part of the crop insurance needs to come out of the agreement because it'll be way too much influence for the environmental extremists. You agree with those concerns?
Yeah, the conservation compliance piece is not a good thing necessarily for agriculture. It's in the Senate version. It is not in the House version. We'll see what actually transpires with that. The concerns are is that you have someone trying to, or the government, so to speak, trying to force compliance, conservation compliance issues through crop insurance. And it may force some people to say, you know what, I guess I won't do anything if I have these huge impacts that no one will help us mitigate. And the biggest problems have been, especially in North Dakota, trying to delineate and address wetland issues so that people can do tiling where it's appropriate. And that I think that's the key to it. It's not about draining the wetlands. It is about doing the appropriate work to enhance the land and to provide food, feed, and fiber for a growing nation and world.
What do your sources say? What's the inside word? Is this going to get done? What version is going to get done? And is it going to get done before the deadline, the next deadline?
You know, even the foremost expert is not really weighing in too much on this, other than they're saying we're probably going to have a blend and a mix here. It's going to be those differences. We're going to have to see how they sort that all out in Washington. So when it comes down to the SNAP program, when it comes down to permanent law issue and the conservation compliance issue, I think those will be the three hot items that will be discussed. And at least from our vantage point, it's a big concern in the rest of the nation on the conservation compliance issue. I will tell you, it has nothing to do with wetlands. It has to do with grasslands.
By the way, any questions? Sorry, Doug, we're not finished.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to tell folks, if you have any questions or comments, Doug will be with us for a few more minutes here. The Ag Commissioner in the state of North Dakota dealing with some ag issues today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. For our listeners up along the Mouse River that were affected by the 2011 flood, you announced a new program that I understand is called the Land Enhancement and Habitat Renewal Program. Tell us what that's about.
Well, it's a program that's focused at those flood-impacted lands in the Missouri, the Little Missouri, and the Mouse River. It is also applicable to the rest of the state, but these are areas that were certainly impacted from 2011. And if they have the encroachment or the existence of noxious and invasive weed species, that has to be one of the criteria. 10% woody vegetation, so you can see it kind of aligns with river bottom land. It's our ability to help them with a cost-share program in a case-by-case situation to work at rehabilitating the land, revegetating it, doing some landscaping, some soil conditioning, and primarily with the focus on still dealing with weed control itself. And it is, people can go on our website at ndda.gov. You can find the program. You can download the application. You can submit it by September 13th. We will make announcements on the October 1st of this year about any projects that we'll approve, and we're looking at the next go-around being next spring to help those producers, landowners out there try to rehabilitate some of those flood-impacted lands. I know there hasn't been a whole lot that has ever been done in the ag community with respect to the flood impact, but this is just one effort to help them put some of this back in order.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. John in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Say, Doug, where's your home farm area?
I'm south of Minocan. Several miles south is where I farm.
Say, do you still farm or don't you?
Yep. My son actually runs day-to-day operations, and I get to go sit on a combine or a tractor and get a little
bit. I got to ask you. Some of these problems, you see the headlines, D.C., and I read Alan Guber. Do you ever read him on the front page of the Farm Green Sheet?
No, I don't really get a chance to read too much except for reports.
Yeah, he's on top of things. I saw a headline. I should have looked at it. This was in Carolina. It may have been farm crop insurance. There was some big scandal, $100 million, they claimed. Some kind of graft. Did you see anything on that?
No, I haven't. I have not been privy to any of that particular type of knowledge or
headline.
Information.
But, you know, there are these stories, and that is going to hurt when some of these congressmen from the cities who pay the bill, they see these things. You know what I mean?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that is part of the problem. It's why we need to police ourselves. We need to do a good job. We need to deal with the bad actors, because those few examples end up being applied to the rest of us in agriculture. It goes back to look at 80 years of federal farm policy that has ensured we have affordable, abundant, and some of the safest nutritious food in the world. And we don't have any more public support to ensure that that continues, so that we have food security for this nation, which drives our economy. And when you look at this, right now we only pay 6-7% of our disposable income for food in this nation. The next developed country pays 19%, and it just goes up from there across the world. And yet when you figure out through the commodity title, if you take every man, woman, and child in the nation, we only pay about $1.80 a month to ensure that we have cheap food. Yet, a family of four pays about $860 a month for food, and if it went up 30%, that'd be $258. That's a pretty good investment to ensure that you have the best and the brightest managing land and producing food, feed, and fiber for our nation and driving an economy.
John, thanks for the phone call. Quick follow-up on the renewal program. Is there any aspect of that that plays into what's going on in the flooding on Devil's Lake? And we'll get your answer when we come back from the break. We're talking with Doug Goring, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henn. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenverse, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
That's right, Adriana. StopSmellNow.com can get the stink or odor out of anybody's life permanently guaranteed. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't get the stink out or the smell out, we'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. But now, this is a special alert to all the farmers out there. We've had a lot of phone calls lately about mouse smell in your cabs of your combines, tractors, and trucks, even some cars. What we're offering this week is our super treatment to all the farmers. If you take advantage of our super treatment to decontaminate your tractors, combines, cars, trucks this week, we're going to offer $15 off and free shipping on our super treatment. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call us at 855-800-ODOR. Let us take the stink out of your life.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Around the region this morning, 66 degrees in Bismarck, Mandan, Wollaston 70, Dickinson 65, Minot 68, in Jamestown 66, Devils Lake 66, Grand Forks 59, Fargo 66, in Miles City, Montana 63 this hour. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennin. We're talking with Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner for the state of North Dakota. Doug, the renewal program, is there any aspect of that that could play into what's going on as far as the flooding in Devil's Lake and alleviating some of the stress there, or is that something entirely different that needs to be worked on?
Well, it's a little bit different, simply because this program is designed towards those tributaries where water is receded. It's not that a person couldn't look at maybe stretching it a bit, but the thing is you need to have the waters recede to a point where you can do some rehabilitation. So there might be some situations and cases where it might be applicable, but for the most part, it's designed a little bit different than that. It really works on watersheds and tributaries and land that was impacted that's now back in a situation where it can be used in agriculture for grazing, haying, even crop production to a degree.
Bees are big business in North Dakota. I know you've been looking at some additional regulations. Update us on where that's at and why it's needed.
Well, we put together the first pollinator summit in the nation because we're the number one honey producer. And we wanted to address multiple issues here. some of the things that I'll tell you first and foremost why this has gotten a lot of attention ever since I've been here for about 4.5 years has been colony collapse disorder. But first you have to recognize what are some of the problems with colony collapse disorder. It's nutrition, it's stress, it's parasites like varroa mites and Nosema, fungi, other diseases, bacteria and viruses also, genetic diversity within the bee colonies themselves, and insecticides. That's certainly a portion of it. The problem is it's been kind of hijacked at the national level, and all the focus is on pesticides, and pesticides are only a part of that. Some of our issues have really been to try and minimize the impacts to our beekeepers and to farmers. And we've had some concerns and some issues that have been raised about beehives in some areas that aren't registered. And it causes a lot of problems. Those beekeepers need to get permission. And it's kind of like in every industry. We have a lot of good actors and a lot of good players. Most people are doing it right. It's the few that really cause a lot of headaches, a lot of heartaches. And we just need to look at placement of those hives to be in more convenient locations, work with the producers. The producers can identify where some of that quality forage is for those bees, where there's water, there's access. Bees will travel 3 to 5 miles, but if you can put them in ideal areas, it helps to minimize that impact. And then respond to the needs of the producers, respond to the needs of the commercial applicators, that when they need you to cover up those hives, cover them, move them, because there needs to be a treatment in the field, work with them, respect them. You know, it's their land, and you would hate to lose access to that by not actually working with them. And I think those are some of the problems and some of the things we're trying to work through. We're going to be looking at developing a pollinator protection plan that's respectful of all and really does minimize the impacts to all also. And then we're also going to look at what potential different things need to be put into statute and visit with the legislature about that. In fact, I have meetings set up next month from the chairman and some of his committee members from the Agriculture Committee just to talk about what some of the concerns are right now that we see and some things we may need to consider in the interim as we move forward.
Doug, the Industrial Commission has just forwarded a nomination of a list of sites to protect oil development, to protect from oil development across the state. What was the thought process that went into that, and what sites qualified?
Well, I shouldn't say anything's really qualified. It's a matter of going out and looking at some of the sites, some of the areas, trying to determine how to best minimize those impacts, mitigate some of the issues and concerns that have been raised. Keep in mind that there's a constitutional right to develop minerals, and we are really limited as to what we can do on private land. I think some of the things that have come into question have been the state and federal land issues. Now, keep in mind, we have nothing to do with federal land. So I hope the public understands that that is EPA and BLM that go through that process. But there's some state lands interspersed within those federal lands. Maybe there's a way to work out a deal, do some trading so that we can develop over on the private lands and try to minimize the impact next to federal lands. But it could be somewhat of a swap, but it's a matter of just trying to get a really good feel for what's going on out there without breaking the law. Because our responsibilities on the Industrial Commission are to protect correlative rights and prevent waste and allow through the constitutional right, a mineral owner to develop their minerals.
We are out of time. Appreciate catching up on some ag issues with you, Doug. Doug Goring, the ag commissioner of North Dakota, with us today on the program. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Doug.
800-228-0550. You got that in your speed dial, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get to some of the hot topics that are buzzing on our Facebook page. Let you weigh in, including on whether or not school ought to start early. Tracy Potter, a former Democratic candidate for superintendent of public instruction, will weigh in on that, as well as Steve's assertion that schools need air conditioning. We'll talk about that, too. Come on.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.